From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. The Columbia Board of Education voted unanimously last night to place two proposals on the April ballot for voters. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the proposals include a $30 million bond proposal and a 65-cent tax levy increase. Baumstark says the funds from the bond proposal will be used to address Columbia's growing community.
The funds would be used to design and buy land for a new middle school, most likely in South Columbia. It would also be used to add on to two existing elementary schools.
Baumstark says the 65-cent tax levy increase will be used to eliminate the school district's deficit spending. She says the bond would raise $30 million and the levy tax is expected to raise $14 million for the district. A University of Missouri student is accused of a campus threat posted on social media. A statement released by Chancellor Hank Foley said MUPD were alerted yesterday about a post on Yik Yak that was perceived as a threat to campus security. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports freshman Nathan Benz was arrested later that day and was later released on $4,500 bond. Formal charges had not been filed by midday today. MUPD has not disclosed details of the arrest, but Foley said in his statement that the threat was not believed to be credible. This threat comes nearly a month after two students were arrested after making threatening posts on Yik Yak amidst campus turmoil following the resignation of UM System President Tim Wolf. The Columbia Police Department announced today the addition of four new officers to the department's community outreach unit. KBIA's Kyle Norris has more on the impact it will have in the community.
The four new officers in the community outreach unit will be paired with each other and assigned to specific neighborhoods. The unit's goal is to spur communication between officers and citizens while also rebuilding community partnerships. Columbia Police Department Public Information Officer Brianna Larimer says the additional outreach officers will help CPD expand the unit's presence in Columbia.
Now we can reach more neighborhoods in this community and really try to build those relationships with more citizens.
Community Outreach Unit Supervisor Michael Hester says the new officers will fit well and serve the mission of the unit. He says the officers are tentatively scheduled to begin their new assignments on February 1st. Kyle Norris, KBIA News.
Missouri's unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest point since 2006. The State Department of Economic Development said today that Missouri's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 4.7% in November. That's down 3/10 of a percentage point from October and is the lowest mark since April of 2006. Missouri's seasonally adjusted employment rose by 2,200 jobs from October to November. The Economic Development Agency says the largest gains occurred in the construction industry. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.